Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. I think everyone would agree that we live in a fast-paced society. To a large degree, we live in a world that projects the attitude that if we aren't performing, if we aren't achieving, if we're not accomplishing something at all times, we feel unproductive. Speaking for myself, there are times when I feel this way. Friends, I want to achieve things. For years, I have utilized checklists to help me complete everyday tasks. For some reason, I don't feel satisfied unless I stay busy. Now, I'm sure many of you listening today would agree with that. But being constantly busy can lead to what is called burnout. Burnout is a perfect way to describe the mode many of us live in. We may have too many responsibilities. We may be spread too thin, have expectations that are way too high. Sometimes we can become our own worst enemy by putting unrealistic expectations on ourselves. Brethren, even in churches and Christian communities, these expectations and ways of living are very much the reality. Becoming burned out can lead to mental exhaustion. It can lead to lack of motivation and the diminishing of a caring spirit. The Apostle Paul wrote about this subject in the book of Galatians. Paul wrote about the potential for Christian burnout, even though he didn't use that specific term, of course. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 9 and 11, Paul writes, quote, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers." Let us not become weary. You could use today's vernacular to restate it this way. Watch out so that you don't get burned out. Watch out so that you don't get burnt out. As a Christian, we all have a holy obligation, a duty to do good. I think we would all agree with that. John Wesley reflected this responsibility when he said this, quote, "Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can." However, with that being said, we must be careful to prioritize what's most important in life. Otherwise, we may indeed become weary in doing good and begin to experience Christian burnout. Friends, with all the diverse responsibility each one of us has, please keep this in mind. The work that matters most is God's work. Don't get burnt out. Amen.